Hallelujah, praise God. It's Pastor Edu coming your way with the word of God. If the Bible tells you with me to the book of James, James chapter 3, verse number 1. James chapter 3, verse number 1. I read for the King James Version of the scriptures. My brethren, be not be many masters, knowing that we shall receive a greater condemnation. Hallelujah. My brethren, be not be many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. Hallelujah. Some of the Bible translation, instead of greater condemnation, use the word stricter judgment. Stricter judgment. Hallelujah. I've started today's sermon as greater condemnation or stricter judgment. Chapter 3 of James lay emphasis on the tongue, that's glossa, which by implication, language. From the above scripture, the writer, which is James, is much concerned about harshly judgment or arrogantly reproving others. The word master or teacher in the Greek is didaskalos, that is instructor, didaskalos, that is instructor. James highlights on a relation with the tongue and hastily or arrogantly reproving others. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive a greater condemnation. Stricter condemnation will be the portion of those who call themselves masters. That is, or in other words, those who feel and think they can't be fallible, or they can't fumble in words or deeds. In the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse number 1, the gospel reject not so that you will not be judged. In Matthew chapter 23, verse number 8, but be not ye called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. Hallelujah. So the Bible is telling us, James is telling us, that we should be careful in judging harshly. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive a greater condemnation. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. That's from other translations. Now, the reason why we should not reprove harshly or arrogantly, there's a greater responsibility for those or masters or teachers, and a corresponding condemnation if they fail. So the reason why we should not reprove harshly or arrogantly is that we are humans susceptible to sin. We can sin. For that matter, you should be careful not to reprove harshly or arrogantly. We can commit the same sin in a different manner. You can commit the same sin in a different manner. So for that matter, we should not reprove harshly or arrogantly. We are to show love and affection for others. That's the main reason why we should not reprove harshly or arrogantly. We are not in the position to judge others or our fellow Christians. We are not in the position. In fact, it is not in our jurisdiction to judge our fellow Christians. That's why the Bible says that, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive a greater condemnation. Other translation read this way: My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. We need to be careful in whatever we do. So reasons why we should not reprove harshly or arrogantly are: one, we are humans susceptible to sin. We commit the same sin in a different manner. We are to show love and affection to others. We are not in a position to judge our fellow Christians. So we should not reprove harshly or arrogantly. Hallelujah. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive a greater condemnation. Reasons for greater condemnation. Why are we supposed to receive greater condemnation? One, we must be doers of the word and not hearers only. James 1 verse number 22. We must be doers of the word and not hearers only. We must be doers of the word and not hearers only. Let's see the Bible study. James 1 verse number 22. Be the doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. You must be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. That's the reason why we are to receive greater condemnation. Hallelujah. Another reason why we are to receive greater condemnation is that we're supposed to be example for unbelievers. Example for unbelievers. James chapter 4, verse number 12. James chapter 4, verse number 12. And it read this way: There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge another? Hallelujah. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge another? So we need not to judge others. You must be examples to the unbelievers. Hallelujah. Reason why we receive greater condemnation is that we are responsible for reproving, making corrections. Let's turn the Bible to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 16, a popular quotation. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 16. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 16. I read from the King James Version of the Scriptures. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Hallelujah. All Scripture, not some scriptures, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Hallelujah. We must reprove others in righteousness. We are not to judge others by our standards. We are to reprove others in righteousness. That's what the scriptures is meant for. And not to judge others by our standards. When I see people arguing with the scriptures, I become so sad. Because what the scriptures are meant for is not meant for arguing. It's not meant for arguing. All Scripture, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, not for arguing. not for arguing. Paul cautioned fellow Christians to flee from arguing, unnecessary argument. Hallelujah. May we refrain from any form of argument. Hallelujah. As Christians, we must be careful the way we talk or make comment to others, because there is a greater or stricter condemnation for us if we act as teachers or masters. We must be careful in whatever we do. In a form of trying to improve, we must be careful. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive a greater condemnation. Hallelujah. May God help us and bless us and help us and give us a spirit of reproving and not judging others by our standards. That is Pastor Edu coming your way this morning with the word of God. Amen.